My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it is Tuesday. Today is a day off for our Falcons. Tomorrow, they will start prepping and getting ready for the Philadelphia Eagles. Traditionally, that's how this works. Thursday, we will be up at Flowery Branch because they play on Monday night. Normally, it's on a Wednesday. But Thursday, we'll be up there, and we'll get a chance to talk to Coach Ra, and, of course, we'll have players as well. Here's where we're at, guys. Something's wrong with the quarterback. It doesn't take a scientist to look at this situation. It doesn't take a football analyst. It doesn't take an orthopedist. Mm-hmm. I just think it takes your eyes to look at it and say, that didn't look right. Now, the Falcons may not cop to this. They may not say, hey, absolutely, he's not 100%. But Mike, is our quarterback well? Because that is the number one thing heading into week two against the Philadelphia Eagles that I'm concerned about. There's nothing we can do about the Steeler game, guys. It's done. We took the L. Fine. But what did we learn, and is our quarterback well?
Because everything we talked about leading up to this was, can't wait to see what the Zach Robinson offense looks like. It just doesn't seem to me like that would be the offense you would ever call against that defense unless there was something you had to account for with your quarterback not being 100%. You know, and we did the numbers, guys, and it's pretty astounding. I mean, it's pretty one-sided, and that's why if it felt like T.J. Watt or some of that defense was in the huddle because it became so predictable. So we'll have to wait till Thursday, and I know we are looking forward to the Monday night game, but still, a lot of questions about Cousins. And if Cousins was, you knew this was the case, I'm a little disappointed they didn't have Penix ready to go. I know they didn't want to get into that controversy, Carl, but I mean, you got to go with the most athletic guy for the job, don't you?
Yeah, and to your point, I'll say this. If, in fact, that happened, okay, let's just hypothetically say it did. Let's just say they came out and said, listen, Penix is going to start game one. We want to give Kirk some more time. This is a 1 or 2 week thing, whatever it might be, and then we're going to allow Kirk to play. The problem with that is, and Atlanta, you know this, if for whatever reason Michael Penix went out there and had success, you'd be clamoring to see more of it.
Right.
So to defuse that situation, they started the guy they paid $100 million to, okay, and the guy that everybody said was the best free agent acquisition as far as quarterback in the offseason. They had to, because if they didn't, then from the jump, Mike, you have this situation. Now, if I'm not telling you that they were willing to give up a game, obviously they thought he was well enough to play, and they threw him out there. But I just don't feel like this is right. And, Mike, today, you know, we did the podcast today. It's called In the Huddle. Go check it out wherever you get your podcast. We were discussing this, and people around the league are talking about this. The Steelers left town talking about this. And I'm not talking about the players, the coaches, the front office. There are people around the NFL who says, So Mike and I, we don't have any definitive proof. We don't want to, cast aspersions here on Kirk Cousins and say that he is not completely well. But that's how I feel right now. And he can prove me completely wrong on Monday night, Mike, going out and balling out and having a good game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Win, lose, or draw, he's got to play better.
Yeah, I mean, this is the guy that we're banking on. I mean, look, everybody gets into it, and they talked a little bit about it on the broadcast. He's not a $180 million man. You know, it's $100 million. It's 45, 45, and 10. But right now, he doesn't look like he's ready to go. I just don't know what you could look at, especially, you know, I think we saw some of the video that we posted, that Oren posted and Chris had out there on Twitter, where you see, you know, the 22 view from the end zone, and he just can't step in. He can't deliver the rock, you know, or it's sailing. And as you said, we're not trying to be pocket orthopedists here. It just doesn't pass the eye test. So I just don't want to be like three or four games into the season, I'm dealing with peg leg Pete out there, and he can't really do what you need to do. Everything we talked to the listeners about this summer was play action. You're under center. You're faking the handoff to Bijan. You're hitting somebody deep because they have to respect Bijan's athleticism. And it didn't happen at all.
It did not. 404-726-0929. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Here's the other thing. Last night, we watched the Monday night game. We were texting, as we do, with stuff that happens. And I texted the guys and said, hey, Aaron Rodgers looked halfway decent. That was the one drive they go down, they score. And Chris was all excited. We hadn't had that since 2015. But I noticed something last night. And, Mike, you've been saying this. How far along is Aaron compared to Kirk Cousins? How many weeks or months?
It's 8 weeks. Remember, it was week one for Aaron Rodgers, and it was the Halloween weekend that Kirk Cousins goes down for the Vikings with that Achilles. It's 8 weeks later.
Okay. Aaron was not mobile last night either.
Did not look like the Aaron. Now, the ball could come out with some zip, but he did not look as crisp as we've seen him in the backfield.
His arm talent is still there. But Aaron and his escapability, Mike, and his mobility has always played a role into him being able to create some more time. We think of Patrick Mahomes now, but Aaron's been doing that for years. He didn't do that last night. Rush came, pressure came. They got to him a couple of times. But I'm just telling you, if he's 8 weeks ahead,
yes,
that's all I'm telling you. I shouldn't be surprised to see where Kurt is now. Not that he can't throw the ball. But that mobility, Mike, that elusiveness, that stepping into it, I just don't know if it's there. And guys, again, I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm not trying to tick Falcon fans off. I think we have a really good team. I think we're going to be fine. But this is a concern after game one.
Look, you know, we went round and round. At the time, I did not understand why you would give Cousins the money and then go draft Penix. I think, you know, you find your quarterback down the road. You got at least 2 years with Cousins. But if you've got a viable option, I just think, and I get it, Zach Robinson, first-year offensive coordinator, it is a similar offense Cousins is familiar with. You want to get him the lion's share of reps. But I just felt, you know, everybody's telling me, no, we're never going to have this problem. Well, we clearly have a problem with the quarterback until I know else. Otherwise, show me on Monday that he's mobile and can do all the things we're expecting of him. Why didn't you have Penix ramped up, getting more reps in preseason, and then you've got a viable option? Quarterback controversy be damned. Just go with the best option. And Ross says, Kirk Cousins is our starter. We believe in Michael Penix. He is our quarterback of the future. And right now he's got a role to play until Kirk gets to 100%.
I'm with you.
That's not that hard to get into. I don't understand why that would create this some sort of controversy you can't get yourself out from under.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.